Vayikach Korach. Korach took Malakach. What did he take? Doesn't say what he took. So Rashi says Shalakach has atzmoi litzad echot. He took himself to one side to be separate from the rest of the assembly. Your heart takes you. Why does your heart take you to separate you from other people? So the pshat in that l'chayre is that just like you find by para hikriv. So Rashi says over there he had to be mechazik himself to go. Natural tendencies would be after he got his head to shmetert and Mitzrayim, he wouldn't. The natural tendency would not be to run after with Pari Hikriv. He was makriv himself, knows the kayak with an extra effort. So here also, Vayikach Korach, it took an extra effort to separate himself from the Eidah. Because the natural tendency of every person is he wants to be part of a tzibur, he wants to be part of the rest of Klal Yisrael, especially. Since the natural tendency of Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai was Kiyish Echad V'Leiv Echad, they became like one fused Metzias. So Vayikach, it took an extra effort to take himself away. That's L'chor the Parshat Shad. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes, says, Omer Reish Lakish, Shalokach Mekach Ra L'Atzmai. He made a bad deal for himself. It was a bad Mechira. So, Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he was the Meirat Tzedek and a Maggid of Vilna. Later on, he became the Rav HaRoshi of New York City. So, in his go away, Russia, in Vilna, was Parshas Korach. So, he brought down this Chazal. Vayikach Korach, Lokach Mekach Ro La'atzmai. What does that mean? So, he says, you have a Mekach, you have a Mechira between a Meicha and a Loikeach. That often is good for both parties. This person, he needs the money desperately, and this person, you know, he liked that particular object, so it's good for both parties. Sometimes it's good for the lekeach and not for the meicher. The meicher is desperate to get rid of it, right? Because he needs money and he's not going to get a good price, so it's good for the lekeach. Sometimes, you know, the opposite. You know, sometimes it's good for the meicher and the lekeach overpays, and it's not good for him. Chazal told us over here in the Torah's Meram is Shalokach Mekach Ro La'atzmai. For him it was bad. What does that mean? Could be for the rest of Klal Yisrael it was good, because first of all, because of this Ma'isa, so it was became Mechuzik to them, the Isra of Machloikis. You shouldn't be like Korach Va'adosai. They saw a Neiz Koli from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth opened up, that was a Pella from Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, and it was mechazik the emunah of Klal Yisrael and Abay Reyoylam, and then so for Klal Yisrael, it came out to be a good thing. But for him, it wasn't a good thing. He was the only one that got stuck because the end was a very bitter end. So Rabbi Yankiv said in his drasha, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef said that I hope that this mekach is going to be a good mekach for me. Could be he had a premonition, whatever, that something's not going to go well. Unfortunately, he was a Kaddish. He was Mamash a Kaddish. He was a Goyan. He was Mamash a Adam Gadol Ad Ma'id. They came to a place which was not yet ready. You know, they wanted the trophy of a rub hanging in their closet, but they weren't ready to do the Kabbal yet. So this is what he said in his parting words to the Tzibur in Vilna. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi v'dosan v'abiram b'nei Aliyah V'oin ben Pelas b'nei Ruven. So, the Gemara Sanhedrin of Kuf Yudam and Aval says, quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Chochma is noshim bon sodesa. Chochma of women builds a house. This is the wife of Oin ben Pelas. She saved him. She told him, you know, L'maynaf gemina to you, who's going to be the leader. If Moshe is the leader, you'll be a second-class citizen. And if Korach is the leader, you'll be a second-class citizen. So l'maynaf gemina. So Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechatzadik L'Rocha, asks the question, what's the big chochma over here? You know, it's simple common sense. You're not going to be involved anyway, so why get yourself into the machlokes? What's the chochma is noshim b'nsa? Beisa, Zokr Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chachma is The tendency is when there's a machloikis, people get carried away in a Fountain Shrine, and they get carried away, and they don't think straight. Even the simplest svara is beyond them. They lose all sense, they lose all common sense, all seichel, goes by the wayside. Her chachma was, she didn't get carried away by a machloikis. And that taki takes chachma. Because when it starts, when that fire starts, it sucks people in, people get involved and have opinions, they get all hepped up rather quickly. So her chachma was, she didn't get involved, and she was able to think. And she said a posh this far. Those are Rav Chaim. Vayikol al Moshev al Aharon vayoymru aleim rav lochem. So Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says, and the Rambam brings this down in Perek Ches, Mehilchus Yisoyi HaTayra, Korfru by Adas Kairach, Adas Kairach was Kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the earth swallowed them up. So somebody asked the stiflers, they could sound like the Kodesh Lebracha or Shaila, Kairach Zepela, how could it be that Kairach became an Api Kairach? He didn't believe in Hashem. The Rambam writes in the Yeres Teimon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that whoever stood on Har Sinai, he's going to believe in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that comes to Al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, they and their children and their grandchildren out of him. So Kairach that was mamish standing by Har Sinai, how's it shayah that he himself went off the derech? Right? It says, V'gam b'choy yaminu li'oylam. So what's the pshat? How do you understand that Kairach wasn't, he wasn't the child of someone that stood at Har Sinai. He himself stood at Har Sinai. How did he come with the happy courses? So the stipler said that this haftoche that was given to those that stood at Har Sinai, that means anyone that stood at Har Sinai, by natural means, without any zaitig effects, they're going to remain ma'amin. You're not going to say, well, we never saw it, so we don't believe. That's not going to happen. Anybody that stood at Har Sinai, all the way at Olam, his children, it's ingrained in their genes to believe in Hashem. But that's my medvar ma'murim. If everything goes by natural means, none of them are going to say, I don't believe because I didn't see. But if, let's say, a fellow is machnas something into his heart, biyodayim, and he makes an effort to do it, that's something else. That he already did on his own. Right. Someone that has the Yetzahara, and he wants to do an adayim to fulfill his daiva, so that already, that's, you know, that's not included in this avtach. So that's what happened with Kairach. Right. Kairach, because he wasn't chosen for the Nesias, he got angry, he got all hepped up, and the Mele, he lost his mind when it came to that. Nitaka became an Api Kairach, which is a pebble. Kairach became an Api Kairach. We'll speak a little bit more about that a little bit later on. So Shteitin Posik, Hama'atnikem, is it little? Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Kairach Va'adosai, Ki Hivdu Elokei Yisrael Eschem Adas Yisrael, L'hakrav Eschem Elov, U'vikashtem Gam Kohuna, is it little that he was makrav you to do Avoida, you want Kohuna also? So the first Meshka Kasha, what's the time on that? You know, everybody's like that, you know, they don't want just a little bit, they always want to get the maximum of what they could get. So just because they had less, they shouldn't want more. Like, what was the time on that? So the Nachlas Yankiv, Rabin Yaakov Melisa, the Nesivis, he says a very nice shot. Chazal say that the reason why Shevet Levi was the smallest of all the Shvatim is because the Aron caused them to be destroyed, because they handled with the Aron, they carried the Aron. And wherever the Shechina is, the area around it is much more with Midas HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid that those around them have to be perfect. And the Mail of the Aron caused people to be nifter. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Why are you the least of all the Shvatim? Ki Hivdol Hashem Eschem Lamed Lefanav. And because you're in front of him, that is why you're less. That's why you lost people, and you're the least of the Shvatim. See, one kahuna also that's going to make you even closer. You're small enough because of the chumra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Leviyim. Kahuna is mechayv you in more, and you're going to get closer to the Shechina then. So then it's going to be even less. This is what the Nesivis one is. I'm going at Tzadik Rav Yeruchim Lefovitz. He explains it in a different way. He says that Kairach thought that all of the avoid of the Levium, it's simple physical labor. You put up the Groshim, you put up the tents, you take down the Groshim, you carry the urine. This is all physical labor. He wanted something more. He wanted something more ruchni, as the, you know, more than the Baal Zvon HaShavit and Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, someone that really understands Avodah understands that nothing is beneath his dignity. If you were really roy for the greater Avodah, you wouldn't machabek this Avodah. To be Meshamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in a physical way, it's from the greatest of chuyos. And Emes D'Kodem Godel understands that. If you allow Kovit to get in the way, this is not those past minish. I'd rather do a more ruchnizdik way. It's assuming you don't understand the importance of Avodah. It's little to you that Hashem made you a levi to schlep the krushim and schlep the yarin. That's little. It's a simon that you're not right for kohuna. Someone that understands what avodas Hashem is, nothing is beneath his dignity. So Yeruchim describes what it was like in Kelm. Kelm Shamoshes was a major avoda. Shamoshes in Kelm was a major avoda. On Sukkis, they used to sell all of the different shamoshim for the entire year. Gaboyim, shamoshim, gabay during fila, gabay during laning, shamoshim, this one cleaned the windows, this one cleaned the window sills, big kovet to take out the garbage. To clear the garbage can, that was a big zak. He says, chas v'sholom, if somebody would infringe on somebody else's avoida, that was like a chait, like mamish, you can't imagine. It needed a mechila, it was looked down upon. And how the umachaba, these shamashim, what a big godless it was, that someone had a schus to be a shamash in the base medrash, to clean out the garbage. And even if the garbage was overflowing, he said, nobody would dare to take it out. This was the job of the thing. Let's say some chazisel would come in and he'd see that there's dust on the windowsills. Woo, heaven help that guy. You have a shamashis in the base medrash. You don't do it. You would get it over the head. That's the way it was. So Yeruchim said, when he first came to Kel, she was there for Yontif. So the Levium washed the hands of the Kaihanim by Duchenik. There was a basin in which the water was. So Simcha Zisel himself carried it out. So Yeruchim saw this. So he went over to take the thing from him. Simcha Zisel gives him a look with sharp eyes, as if to say, you didn't say anything. You're new here. You're just a nayer, though. You don't know what's going on over there. You know, over here, this is avoid. So that's what Rav Yeruchim wants pshat over here. Rav Yeruchim says that what you're machin avek, the physical labor, it's a simon that you don't have a hasogye, what avoid is. The Chofetz Chaim, there was a guest that came to the Chofetz Chaim, a psychoshev guest, and he gave the impression he was feeling shvach from the trip. So Chofetz Chaim, a whole Shabbos, was telling the man Meshbach, Talmidim, take care of that Yiddish shvach from the way, take care of him, take care of him. Sunday morning, the fellow looks through the window and he thought he was going to faint. The Chofetz Chaim is schlepping the cow. He's already over 80, he's in his 80s. He's schlepping the cow. And he tells one of the main buyers, please milk the cow. There's a yid that's feeling schwach and needs a warm glass of milk. So he thought his body's going to come apart from his yoyness, that the Chofetz Chaim, the Gadol Hador, is schlepping the cow to give him a warm glass. Be'idach Gisa, he wanted to cry from his spyless. He says, Mamish, he says, the tzaddik is mevazeh himself. And but you see by him, this is a holy avayda. There was nothing beneath his dignity. Another ma'isa, Chofetz Chaim was once walking on a road, and he passed by a farm. He saw a Yiddish farm worker trying to spread the manure properly. And he was having a shtickle hard time. Chofetz Chaim went on to the thing. He took the pitchfork from him. He showed him, this is the way you have to do it. And the Pesach Hador is teaching someone how to spread the manure on the thing. If it's a chesed, if it's a service for someone, nothing is beneath the person's dignity. This is an avoda. Lochen, therefore, ator v'chol adoscha, you and your whole assembly, v'chol hanayodim al Hashem, those that are gathering against Hashem. You're gathering against Hashem. Your time is not against us. The Aaron, Ma'u kisalinu Allah, what are you tying against Aaron for? So it sounds like from over here that they were mamash fighting against HaKadosh Baruch. Where do you find that they were fighting against HaKadosh Baruch? They were saying, why do you have the Hanhog of Klal Yisrael? Why did Aaron become the Kohen Gadol? We want it. But where do you see that there was a fight against HaKadosh Baruch? Furthermore, it's mashmer from the parasha that the Iker Taina was that they were Kuiper Bashem. Like it says, the Imbriya Yivra Hashem. If Hashem will create a Bria, Upotsa Adama Espia, and the earth opens up its mouth, Ubala Isam, the Yidatem Kiniyatu Anoshim Ha'ela Es Hashem. They were going against Hashem. Where do you see that over here? So the Kliyakar says, Amari the Kiyasai, and Imam sheds light on what we see Bizman Hazeh. The Kliyakar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the Bria, he created different levels. He created different levels. In the very beginning, he rokia b'soy chamayim, b'mavdil ben mayim ha'elyoinim l'mayim ha'tachtoinim. Right over there, there was a chilk in Darga. Shamayim and Oretz, two different levels. The whole Yishtalshulus HaBriya was creating the lesser choshev thing, and it goes up and up and up and up, more choshev, till it gets Adam. He is the most choshev of all of them. If somebody does not believe in Chilukim and Madrega, he's being kofer in a Bayriya. Marshal of Adover Diamond. It's a guy working in a factory, and his superior tells him, you got to do this and this. You're telling me to do this and this? What makes you the superior? Make a taste. I'm smarter than you. So, Shaita Shabbailam. There's an owner of the company over here. And the owner of the company decided that he's the boss. You have to listen to what he says. And if you're denying that, so you're denying the authority of the owner of the company. Same thing. It comes down here, in this world, everybody's equal. No one's better than the other. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's Madregas of people, there's Kayi, there's Levi, there's Yisrael. And really, Rashi says it. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Boika v'yoida Hashem es asher lay, morning. So he said, just like there's morning and there's night. Who created morning and night? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like you can't switch night for day and day for night, you can't switch the Madregas and Klal Yisrael. And if you're Kayfer in that, then your kaifa that there's a superior by Re'ayah. This was the taina that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. And based on this, the sefer where I saw this, Miskanim es Bainon, he shtels avek this kliyakar beautifully. He says, this is the side of the kfir of communism. We're all together, everybody's, all men are created equal, except some men are more created equal than others. That's a different story. You know, but we're all equal. It's all in the name of humanism. Comes from Kviyut, because there's no such thing. You see clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different Madregas in the Bria, or animals' rights groups. A number of years ago, there was a kid that was chopped by a gorilla in the zoo, and they shot the gorilla. Ooh, there was protest. What's the gorilla better than this? This is clear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's equal. That's the whole machla today. You know, no borders, let all criminals in. What makes me better than him? You know, we're all equal. Animal, human being, there's no gvul. They're covering the gvul of Zohar and the Kaver. Who decides who's a Zohar and who's in the Kaver? Who decides that? You know, it's up to every individual to decide what he is. You shite the Shabbat. It's a Kaver. It's fear in the breed. Right. So that's why over here, ki nitzu anoshim es Hashem. And this is why Mida connected Mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a new breed. Why don't you just make them sick? You know, why don't you do that? Or some other natural magefa? Name. Because the kfira wasn't the Bayrei Olam. They were kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem had to show a brand new Bria that nobody ever heard of. It was Tatla Mushrish and the Bria from Sheishas Yimei Bereishas, from Ben Hashmashas. But that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Bayrei. And this was their mistake. We're all equal? No, you're not all equal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who's on top and who's less than that. Now the question is the million-dollar question, which we touched upon earlier. How could it be that Kairach, that Arizal says, Tzadik, HaTomer, Yifroch, Yisayf, Tevis, Kairach? He was from the Naisei Ha'arim. He won Medrash, he shuckled connected Moshe Ba'arim. Shmuel Hanavi came from him. How is it Shaykh? He became Abi Kairos? He's Kaifer in the Vayre Yoylem. So here you have to say the Yisoid of Rabbi Chana, which we mentioned already a couple of times. Rabbi Chana says, Menegeh to last week's parasha. V'loisosuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Chazal darshan achrei levavchem zehaminus. Apikursus. So Rabbi Chana frekta kashi. Apikursus is in the heart. Apikursus is in the brain. It's in the mind. You think that there is no Bayre Yoylem. What shaykh is, does Apikursus have with the heart? Zok Rabbi Chan, it's impossible, b'derech ha-teva, for the human mind to believe there's no Bayre Yoylem. You look into the Bria, you see a seder of the Bria, the genius of the Bria. How's it shaykh in the world somebody could be a kaifer in a Bayre Yoylem? You walk into a beautifully furnished house and someone will tell you, you know, this thing developed by its own. Nobody laid a hand to this. It happened all by itself. The intricate furniture, look at the chandelier. Look at that happened by itself. Look at it like a mashugah. So the Bria, which is a million times more complex than a furnished house, anyone has a habamina, there is no Bayre Yoylem. The Teretz is, it all comes from Taiv. Because the person's a Baal Taiva, he has the Yetzer Hara. And the male, he wants to go after his heart's desire, and he wants to do Averis. But how do you do Averis if there's a Bayre Yoylem that tells you not to? How do you do Averis? Teretz is, you have to rationalize there's no Bayre Yoylem. So it comes out that the Yesod of Apikursus is in the heart where the Taiva is. That's where the Yesod of Minus is. Loisosuru Achre Levavchem. Don't go after your Yetzer Hara, because that's Geirin Minas, that's Geirin being Kaifer. And Kairach over here, he had a Taiva for Kovit, Hakinah of a Taiva of Kovit, Maitzinah, Sahodim in Ha'ayla, and that was it. And that led to even the great Kairach, when often he became an happy Kairach. Those are Rabbi Chanan, and this you say from the Kli Yoker, all these animal rights groups, and these equal rights groups, that we're the same as these Zulus in Africa, and whatever, and you have to be makar of them, and you have to, this is all geboit, equal rights. That doesn't mean equal rights is not a good thing. Now the rabbi has to care for the downtrodden, but to make everybody equal, that's how he courses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Emor el Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyin, V'yorein es ha-machtois mi-bein ha-sreif. The machtois of those that brought the Ketores, we should take it from the sreif. V'osu oisom rikuei pachim, they should make it for plating, tzipui la-mizbeach, covering for the mizbeach. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Elozer to do it? Why couldn't Aaron do it? Aaron should have done it. What's up, so lost? So after Chaim Hakadosh, because Hayis Aaron was the one that caused the mishpat to be done to them. He was their opponent. They wanted to take the Kohen Gadol away from Aaron, so Aaron won over them. Memele, it's not right that he should be the one to take the machtis away. Birat Aaron. What does that mean? So Chaim Shmulevitz at Salz Mazur, he the famous Gemara and Brachos from Zion, when they deposed Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. Omaiser, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, he disciplined Rabbi Yeshua a little bit too much, the Chachamim felt, so they decided to depose Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. So who should take over? And they had a whole Shaila. Should it be Rabbi Yeshua? No. He's the Baal HaMaiser. He was the one involved against Rabbi Gamliel. No, it should not be him. So the Meiri over there speaks out that where did the Chachamim learn the Tanhaga from? From this Maisa over here with Elazar. Right? Why did Hashem tell Elazar and not Aaron? Derech Eretz. Aaron was the one that was their opponent in this. It's not right that he should be the one. So Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal asks a question. Bishlomo my Rabbi Gamliel, I can understand. Rabbi Gamliel is from the Daily Adar. He's a Kaddish. So to get to Yeshua to be the Nasi instead of him as a patch and put him to the Gadol Hador. That's Kevin Fashtain. But to these people that were burnt because of their Aveira, that rebelled, they rebelled against Hashem, they rebelled against Moshe and Aaron, why would they deserve the Kavod? You know, what's Shaykh? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, Shema Amina from over here, that if a person deserves an einish, and he gets an einish, and it's oizgi cheshmet exactly how he should get, Hashem is not going to give even a kusay shel yud more than that. They already got their einish. So they get more bizyainish, oh, look who's taking the machlai. They're already dead. They're already dead. Or it's still a bigger bizayin to them. If it's still a bigger bizayin, they don't deserve an ounce more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. I've got HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. More than this einish, they don't deserve anymore. So Chaim Shmulevitz says that from here you see a teichachas musar. Sometimes you have a person in the community that acted in a not becoming way. So people make a macha, whatever. You're only allowed to do exactly what's necessary to be done. But not that the guy's blood becomes hefker. It's a mitzvah to be oiker him. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah gedayla. It's a kiddushin shemayim to be oiker the guy. No, it's not. No, it's not. You have to make a macha. You have to do whatever is necessary. And if it can be done in the most edel or even possible, if it's an efficient way, that's the way it should be done. But more than that, man, that's what you learn from over here. Tov deserves an einish, but more than that, doesn't. A good Shabbos, everybody.